Good morning. Good morning. To God be the glory for the things that he has done, for just waking us up this morning, being able to walk, to talk, to be excited about the word that's going to come forth on today through the woman of God. We bless God for Evangelist Nicole Corder and her faithfulness and her willingness to do the assignment that God has placed at her hands. In the spirit of excellence. Oh, we just thank God for another Empower Me with the Word on this Wednesday morning. Father God, we just thank you again for waking us up. God, for allowing us to walk, to talk, to breathe, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for this day and everything that it shall bring, because we know that whatever we have to face, go through, or deal with, Lord God, that you are with us. Lord God, we thank you for the woman of God who is coming to bring the word of life, the bread of life, Lord God, for us to continue to grow, to challenge ourselves, Lord God, to grow deeper in you, but also to be that light, Lord God, that light that shines, letting you heal and deliver and set us free from anything, Lord, that may cause our light to be dim. Lord God, we just thank you right now for those people that we will cross paths with, that we will, as the woman of God faithfully instructs us, to share the gospel with. Lord, we thank you for our families, our children, for those who have grandchildren, Lord God, that you cover and keep them, and that everyone would line up with the word that they know that they were raised in, Lord God, and walk in their kingdom authority. Lord, we thank you that every need in every household is met. Lord God, we thank you for financial freedom and victory, Lord. We thank you for the overflow that is coming in this year, Lord. We just say thank you. Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for correction. Oh, God, we thank you. Even those times that you tell us no or tell us to wait, God, we say thank you. Because we know it's working for our good. Lord, we thank you for every mind, every heart, Lord, that is on this line and that will come back and listen later. Lord, we thank you that the spirit of suicide is annihilated in the name of Jesus. Frustration, anxiety, fear, Lord God, doubt, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for peace, Lord God. Peace being the answer. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Good morning, woman of God. The platform is yours. Amen.
Good morning. We thank God for another opportunity to give him praise. We thank him for another opportunity to speak to us as we continue to go throughout our week. I want to share this morning. I have a pastor friend at home, and they were doing a play, and there was a young man who was, they were doing the passion play, and there was a young man who was playing the part of Christ. I want you to listen, because God's going to give you something this morning. It really blessed me. I said, my God. He was playing the part of Christ. And so they got to the part where he was carrying the cross up the hill, and somebody who was watching the play started making fun. A non-believer sitting in the audience started making fun of him, and finally, the actor stopped, threw his cross down, walked over to the man, and hit him. This is in the midst of the play. He was playing a role. After the play was over, they said, the director said, I know he was a pest. I know he was getting on your nerves, but we can't condone what you did. And you're playing the role of Jesus, and Jesus didn't retaliate. So you can't be Jesus. You can't be playing Jesus and punch people out. So don't do that again. We're going to give you another chance. He said, I'm sorry, I won't. He just made me mad. I won't do it. So the next day, the man came back. And the man came back, and he was worse than he was the day before. And finally, the actor threw the cross down and punched him out again. And the director said, okay, that's it. I'm going to have to fire you. We can't have you behaving this way while you're playing the part of Jesus. And the actor said, listen, I'm sorry. Please, I really need this job. I can handle it. I promise. They gave him one more shot. He did it again. Right as he got to the part where he was about to carry the cross, the man was there again. And you could tell that the man who was playing Jesus was trying to control himself, but it was getting the best of him, y'all. He was clenching his fist, and he was grinding his teeth, and he was rolling his eyes, and you could see, okay, I'm not going to be able to take this. And finally, he looked out at that man, and he said, I'll meet you after the resurrection. I got up this morning, and I noticed, because I sleep with my TV on, go with me, this is going to make sense. With the TV on, I just like noise, I guess. And I woke up, and the box wasn't working. So I unplugged the box, and I plugged it back in, and it gave me the message. Still wasn't working. I unplugged it, I plugged it back in, still wasn't working. Finally, I called Comcast, and, you know, you have to go through the automated dial. And she said, what's the problem? And I said, I got a problem with my box. She said, your box is offline. So even though it's plugged in at your house, it's offline at the network. It's not connected to the power source. The network, it's not connected. So even though it looks like it's playing the part, even though it looks like it's doing what it's supposed to do, it has lost its connection. So my question today is, are we wearing the jersey, but we're really not playing for the team? See, because I can look like a believer. I can look like I love Jesus. I can look like I'm sold out for God. I can look like I'm carrying my cross, but I cannot be connected. And the way that people know that I'm not connected is because my attitude shows that I'm not connected. The way that I treat people shows that I'm not connected. The way that I respond to things that people say shows that I'm not connected. So it doesn't matter that I sit in church. Have I become the church? Am I wearing the jersey? Listen, sports teams make millions of dollars. Companies make millions of dollars because we want to look like we play for the team, but we really don't. We spend a whole lot of money to wear the jersey. But the basketball player has to actually train. The football player, whatever team we are supporting, has to actually play the sport. They have to get in the grind. They got to go through the practices. They got to go through all of that. And so they earn the right to wear the jersey. We pay for it, and we understand that nothing in the kingdom of God can be bought. So ask yourself, are you playing a role? So as you carry in your cross, because the Bible says that we're supposed to take up our cross and follow him, as I'm carrying my, am I playing a role or am I really connected to the Father? That doesn't mean that being connected to the Father negates me from having things happen that cause me to be upset. We are not flesh. But the Bible says that we're walking by the Spirit, so that we don't fulfill the lust of the flesh. So it doesn't mean that things won't come, but my response. The man in the story was playing the role of Jesus. The director said, we can't have you acting like that. Jesus didn't retaliate. I know that he got on your nerves. I know that it was hard. I know, but you can't act like that because you're playing the role of Jesus. And the reason that he can act like that is because he was playing a role. Ask yourself, am I playing a role? I'm dressing the part, in the part. I've learned the Christianese. I know what to say. I know how to raise my hands in service. I know how to cry. I know how to fix my mouth, you know, like I just sucked a lemon, because that's supposed to signify holiness. It's not really a cute look, but I guess it means something to somebody. Am I playing a role? Because, God, I want to be genuine. The lady from Comcast said, your box isn't working because it's not plugged in. It's not connected to the source. Has life thrown so many curves that we are now not connected to the source? What is the source? The Holy Spirit, Jesus. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be added. Am I not connected because I'm not seeking? Have I decided that I just want things right now, this microwave generation? I'm not going to connect. Maybe I'm just going to hang out with people who are, some people are okay with the sauce of blessing, but I want the cup. Let the sauce of blessing be for people who are connected to me that can benefit from what I give to God, that can benefit from my relationship with God. And I'm not saying I would love, you know, we're connected to people who love Jesus. We're connected to people who are sold out. But we don't need to be connected in such a way that we try to get off their coattail. You got to come to God for yourself. Gone are the days when you can get it because somebody else got it. God doesn't have grandchildren. We got to get this thing on our own. And so I suggest today that you have to be connected. And the first way that you have to be connected is you have to give your life to Christ. It can't just be a role that you play. It can't just be a jersey that you wear. You have to be sold out to the Father. I have to ask him to come into my heart. The scripture says if I confess with my mouth and I believe in my heart, there's a confession and there's a belief. I got to believe that Jesus died for me. I got to believe that he rose again on the third day with all power in his hands. I got to believe that he is the leader of my life. Because when I'm connected, he's not just my Savior, he's my Lord. When I'm connected, I'm converted. When I'm connected, I'm not just seeking his hand, I'm after his heart. When I'm connected, I want to please him. When I'm connected, I want to love the people that he loves. But when I'm connected, I walk in truth. I had done everything I needed to do. The cable bill is paid. The box is plugged in. She said, you're not connected to the source. I said, oh, wait a minute. So what you're saying is when I'm not connected to the source, it doesn't work. When I'm not connected, can't be about my Father's business because I've lost the connection. And right now, in the name of Jesus, somebody on the line has lost the connection. Yes, I'm still going to church. Yes, I'm still going to choir rehearsal. Yes, I'm still going to prayer meeting, but I have no connection. I've lost my connection. Something happened. Marriage falling apart, children acting funny, problems on your job, issues in your body, whatever the enemy might be bringing. I've lost the connection. And so even though you look at me and I look like who I say I am, I've lost the connection. So you notice that I'm not functioning properly. I'm not praying like I'm supposed to. I'm not reading the word like I'm supposed to. I'm not loving my neighbor like I'm supposed to. The Bible says I'm supposed to love my neighbor as I love myself. I'm not able to do any of these things. Why? Because I'm not connected to the source. You can pass out all the jerseys that you want. Doesn't mean you're playing for the team. Just means you're wearing the jersey. Have you lost your connection to the source? And so that means that we're not operating properly. See, because God is dealing with character, and I say it all the time because he is. In this season, he's dealing with character. And I always pray, God, let me have the character to handle the weight of the destiny that you placed on my life. Make sure that my character lines up with the weight of the glory that you want me to carry. Because it's not about me, it's about your glory, it's about your anointing, it's about your assignment on my life. But I need to have the character to carry the weight of what you've given me. And my character will differentiate between me letting people think it's all about me or letting people think it's all about you. My connection with the source is I'm not going to retaliate when you talk about me. My connection to the source is I'm not going to try to get you back when you say something that I don't like or you try to hurt me, because it happens. But my connection says, I'm not going to repay evil for evil, because that's what the word says. I'm connected to the living word. And so that's what wells up in me when I'm connected to the source. It is the word of God that wells up in me that says, don't repay evil for evil. That says, overcome evil with good. That says, love the sinner but hate the sin. That tells me to share the gospel with every interaction. But I have to be connected to the source. I have to be connected to the source. And some of us have lost our connection. So we don't pray like we used to. We don't seek God like we used to. We don't study the word like we used to. Maybe we never really have. And so now it's time to get your own connection, to sell out for Christ, for yourself, because the times that we're living in, you're not going to be able to always call your pastor. You're not going to be able to always get in touch with your prayer buddy, your prayer partner. You're going to have to be able to go to God for yourself. And are you authorized to do that. At my job, people call in and they get insurance. And sometimes somebody can call in on their behalf. But the only way that I can speak to you about, or my team can speak to you about that person's account, is if you're an authorized individual. So I'm authorized to give them information because they're authorized to speak on that person's behalf. Have you lost your authorization? You can't pray for people like you used to pray for people because you're no longer authorized to speak on his behalf. I'd like to speak a word of life, but I'm not living right now. I'm not connected like I used to be. So I've lost that authorization because I'm out of fellowship with the Father. Don't lose your connection. Stay connected to the power source. That means I have to stay in the Word of God. That means I have to continue to get into his presence. We don't like to get into the presence of God because he shows us who we are, but that's where we need to be, in the presence of God. I want to make sure that I'm connected to the power source because I want to operate properly in the spirit. I don't want to just wear the jersey and not play for the team. I don't want to be connected and not be converted. I want to be who God has created me to be. And I want him to be able to use me for his glory. But he can't use me if I'm not connected. He can't send me to do the things that he's ordained for my life if I'm not connected, and I've got to be connected to the power source, and so do you. Check your connection. Sometimes even in your car, there's nothing wrong with the battery, it just wasn't connected. A faulty connection. And they go in there and they tighten it up, and then you can crank your car and you can go. Everything has to be connected to work properly. I didn't say connected to the church, I said connected to the source. Connected to the source. Don't lose your connection. Play a role that you're not fit to play. Don't lose your connection. Trying to look the part, be the part. Ask God to check under your hood and make sure that everything is connected the way it's supposed to be. Make sure that you're connected to the source so that you can operate properly for the kingdom. When you're on your job, when you're in your church, when you're in your house, make sure that you're connected to the source so that God can get the glory out of your life. I'm telling you, a phone call to Comcast blessed my life this morning. And she said it so matter-of-factly. She said, well, your box doesn't work because it's not connected to the network. It's not connected to the source. And what did she have to do? She had to do a refresh. And sometimes that's what we have to do when we lose our connection. We got to do a refresh. That might mean I got to ask forgiveness for something that I did. I might have to ask forgiveness for something that I said. I might need to get back in church. That means I might need to start tithing again. I might have to start praying again. I may have to start reading my word again. Those things that I did in the beginning when I first got saved and I was so excited and the connection was strong. What has caused me to lose my connection with the Father? I didn't say covenant, I said relax the connection. Because God says once I'm in his hand, nothing can pluck me out. But I can be in covenant and still be out of fellowship. God, help me to be in fellowship with you. Help me to be in connection with you so you can use me for your glory. What is it that I have to do? And that's a question that only you can answer after you pray and seek God and he tells you what it is that you have to do so that you can remain in fellowship with him. Connect to the power source. Ask God to show you where you lost the connection. Ask God to show you if you're just wearing the jersey, but you're not really playing on his team. Can to show you if you're playing this role in a play called life. You look like you're carrying the cross, and as soon as somebody comes against you, you're ready to put the cross down and fight. And not in the spirit, but in the natural. And the scripture says that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down the stronghold. God help me. that as I'm carrying your cross, that no matter what comes up against me, no matter who says anything, no matter who does anything, that I won't lay my cross down and react in a way that doesn't bring you glory. Because I figured out that I'm not playing a role. This is my life. Ask yourself this morning, am I playing a role or is this my real life? And am I willing to surrender my life to him so that I can remain connected to the source so that I can operate the way God wants me to? Amen.
Wow, I love it. I thank God. It's so amazing how sometimes we have to, first of all, as you said, be connected, but we have to be in a state of listening, and that's with our ears and our spirit, man, because in that 11th hour, God can give you a word from something that you just wouldn't even think about that truly can bless the lives of others, and I love it. Because God is deep. God is all-knowing. God is all-powerful. But God is so practical. He is so practical. He meets us where we're at. He gives us things to meet others where they're at, something that they can relate to. And everyone can surely relate to, are you connected? Check your connection. And the thing about it is keep your connection. Woman of God, we thank you for that. We thank you for listening. We thank you for obeying. And we just bless God for your life. We are indeed encouraged on this morning. And everyone, it doesn't matter how long you've been saved, your title, your position, I think everyone should stop and take a moment and check our connection. To God be the glory for the things that he has done. Have an awesome day in Jesus. Be encouraged, but most of all, allow the God of all creation to make you whole. God bless you, and I love you.